Okay, we are picking up from Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where the battle lines of the Rav Chelba are learning once again sponsored Lelila Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov. So says the Gemara now, Rav Chelba Chalash. Rav Chelba became sick. Nafik Achriz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went and said to the Tzibur, Rav Chelba Boish. Rav Chelba, turning on to Mema Marav now, Rav Chelba is sick. Okay, so what happened? Lo Ikut Dekas, the people weren't coming to visit him. Amar Rav Kahana said to them, Lo kachai maisa, wait a second, don't you guys know that there was the following story that happened? The Talmud Echad, Metalbine Rabbi Akiva, Shechala, there was one of the students of Rabbi Akiva who became sick. And Lo nechnasu chachamim levakro, the chachamim did not come to visit him. So it's a question exactly why, in both of these circumstances, what was the original havamina that people shouldn't be coming to visit? Maybe they were scared they would get sick also, I'm not exactly sure. But the Gemara says, Venichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, however, Rabbi Akiva went to visit him. They say like Rav Arya Levine, that he used to go visit the people with like leprosy and every type of, you know, the Tzaddik Yerushalayim, the people that nobody wanted to visit, he would go and visit them. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva, the Gadol Ador, went to go visit him. As the Talmud is, he went to go visit him. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva himself, he saw that it was dirty, they explained it was dusty, right? And he went, and it was very bad for the student to be, the Talmud, to be in such conditions. Rabbi Akiva himself swept up the floor and ended up helping out. So we see that Rav Shekler points out from this Gemara, we're going to see there's two main ideas of a person coming to Bikur Cholim, to go visit the sick. And this is one of them, that we see that taking care of the needs of the Chola and going to the Chola is part and parcel and Iker point, one of the Iker points of going to the Chola. We're going to see the other one is davening on his behalf. The two things are almost not Yotze if you don't do both. You should be davening for him, and when you go there and you see him, you should see his point that the Gemara is going to say that you shouldn't go at certain times, not to be Miyayish, and don't go at later times, because earlier times, because he's going to be feeling too good. You're not going to daven for him. So the point of that point is that we see one of the Iker points of going to visit the sick is to daven for him. So there's two vorts. Again, is a person should be go at this point is taking care of things for him, taking care of the point for the sick person. Amr lo, Rebbe Yechiasani, you have brought me back to life. Yatzar Bekiva Vedalash, Rebbe Akiva went to the public and says, Kol Mishenu Vakar Sachalim Kilu Shavich Damin. Because his student said, his Talmud told him that it wouldn't be for you, I wouldn't have gotten better. You take care of my needs in the house. And therefore, a person who doesn't tend to his needs, who doesn't go visit the sick person, is Kilu Chas V'Shalom, as if he's like killing him. So we should be very careful when we have the opportunity to do Bikur Cholim. That is a very big thing. We're going to see the Hemshech, all these nice ideas about Bikur Cholim. A person who goes visit a sick person is enabling him to live. So some explain that this is a hemshich. Rabbi Kiva was talking about someone who's even sicker, and Rabbi Dimi is extending that even to a person who's mildly sick, that you're helping him get better, and a person who doesn't is making a situation worse, can Chas V'Shalom lead him to die. My grandma, how is it the person, what way is he able to make him live or die? Anybody who comes to visit a sick person is going to obviously daven for him. Is that the opposite? If the person is not going to go visit him, he's going to ask him to die? No. Obviously, by not visiting him, it didn't mean that you're going to actively ask that this person should die. Rather, someone who does not come to visit a sick person is not going to daven for him, as we pointed out. That is an Iker point of going to Bimavakar Cholim. He will not daven that he should live because he's unaware that he is not doing so well. So therefore, he's not going to daven for him. And therefore, he's not going to daven for die because he's not going to daven. He wouldn't daven for that point. But there are the run as a whole, that's the way our Gemara comes out, that a person's not really going to be dying from him. It's ki'ilu like you're causing him to die by not davening for him, as we see Nikar point of davening for him, which actually leads to a fascinating discussion in the poskim, the Minchas Yitzchak and others, they were discussing this shayla in like the 50s, that they were discussing, can you mekayim biker cholim through a phone call? Is there, obviously there's v'avta l'recha kamocha and things like that, but the actual mitzvah of Bikur Cholim they're discussing over here seems to have two ideas, that you have to see the person, you have to see the person in order to A, see what he needs, and also to daven for him. So it seems to be you're like kind of missing out on the Iker point of Bikur Cholim. So the Minchas Yitzchak is a fascinating tshuva over there. Actually, look at it, it's like mamish prophetic. He says that that if a person just calls on a telephone, then it's not going to be Yosef. But he says this, he was talking in like 1950 something, and he says, but if you can have a machine, I think he was thinking of something similar to TV, where you see face to face, FaceTime, where you see face to face on the telephone, Mamish mechaven to FaceTime, then he says, then you definitely would mekayim it, because A, you see the person, and then you're going to see his condition, be able to daven for him, and you're also going to be seeing what he needs to, what needs to be attended to, and you definitely would mekayim that. So, a very interesting point that he makes, that a person, if you can see what's going on, if you have, you know, somebody there, one of the nurses able to FaceTime you in, that would be the best way to, again, if it's not an invasion of privacy, obviously if the person who's there wants you to have that, that definitely could be a nice way to mekayim bikur cholim. There is another version of the Ran, which seems to not have our gear set at all, but it is important halacha l'maisa, because the Ran discusses that, according to his maskana, that there are certain times where it's proper for a person to daven for a sick person that they should die. When a person is in tremendous anguish and there's basically no hope of the person ever getting better, the Ran assumes that that might be better to already to just let him be removed from his suffering. So this is a very big shaila in the poskim, halacha l'maisa, unfortunate halacha l'maisa, but definitely comes up when a person is you know, very late stages Alzheimer's or something like that, or some really, really terrible situations, is it mutter for a person to actively daven that he should die? That is a very big shaila. If Moshe discussed this, or some Zalman, different shailas, exactly. Some just say the best thing should happen to him in a vague way, or others say, no, you could actively ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, like this Ran, for him to die. Mirtzah Hashem, there should be halacha v'lola maisa. No one should really have these shailas at Mirtzah Hashem. Anyway, Vaiter, so says the Gemara now, Rav Yoma Kadme Dechalish, the first day Rava, Yoma Kadme Dechalish, Amr Lo Tegilo Le'inish. So first day he got sick, he said, don't tell anybody that I'm sick. Why? The Lilish Maza, I don't want to have bad mazel from this. So it's a good shaila, exactly what is the big mazel. But I'll go with the understanding of some of the Rishonim is that there is an idea of Ayin Hara, that a person is going to have people look at him, and people who don't like him are going to say, oh, he deserved what he gets. So then there's Ki'ilu Adin and Shemayim that are going to be judging him for, that's the whole idea of Ayin Hara. The person looks at you and they say, oh, look what you have. So already there's immediately Adin and Shemayim. Are you deserving of that thing that you have? Which is why you're supposed to, in a bracha mitzvah, we just, right, the Rambam Tzia tells us, in a bracha mitzvah, the davar shesamim in a ayin, that's something that is hidden from the eye, because when a person sees something and they want what you have, they say, oh, look what he has. It's so nice. Look what he has. I wish I had that. In a way, hopefully, again, that they're not in turn over losachmud, but at the end of the day, that causes a Din and Shemayim to say, oh, a Kitrug and Shemayim, do you deserve that thing? Now, if a person is a tremendous tzaddik, the answer will be yes, but if a person is not 100% kol kulo tzaddik, so then there's a judgment on him. Even Rava was afraid that there would be this judgment on him, and therefore, when these people hear about his illness and they say that he's deserving of what he gets, then even the Gedolei Ador back then had people, who always had their people, their adversaries, the people who were not nice to them. So he was afraid that they would hear about it and he would have bad mazel. Mikan ve'ilach hamelon, however, if his, so again, and also he was assuming also maybe he'd be able to get better right away. That he was be able to go right, meaning either get really bad, the situation was going to get worse and he'd be actually sick, or Hashem would make it that this little cold would turn right and it would just go away the next day and he'd be fine. So he didn't want people to judge it, to have this ayin hara on him. So the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elech amrlun. However, if he ended up getting worse and he got more sick, so then go tell people. Puka v'rachza v'shuka, go tell everybody that in the marketplace literally that I've gotten sick, because it's going to be better for me. Why? Whoever hates me, desanili, whoever hates me, lechadili, is going to become happy that the fact that I'm sick. The pasuk says, we'll read the whole pasuk. The Gemara just quotes, "Benoy for the bechal tismach." But the hemshach of the pasuk is, it's very important for us. Uvikashlo al yageli becha penira Hashem v'rabbe ina ve'ishiv malav apo. The pasuk says, when your enemy is falling down, don't be happy. When he falls down, don't be joyous, because Hashem is going to be upset with you getting happy about this, and he is going to remove his anger against his enemy, and he is going to make the situation better for whatever situation it was. So this Rav was saying that these enemies are going to be the one who are going to be happy with me. Hashem is going to have rachmanis on me, and those who love me, those who love me, says Rava, they are going to daven on my behalf, and therefore kishmak, they should daven for me. And daven to me that I should get better. That's another, again, as we pointed out, the tefillas of the rabbim is definitely a big thing also for the chole. Amar Rav, kol mevaker, sachol, nitzel medina, shel kenem. Go back to Agadah. Agadah is about having, what a beautiful thing is to visit the sick people. So a person who goes visits the sick people, Akash Baruch Hu, is going to save him from genem. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Ashrei maskil el dal, biyomra al yimaltei v'ashem. Praiseworthy the one who thinks, maskil, is he's thinking about what the dal is a person who's very poor, needs, and the day of evil will come, will be removed from him. Yamatei Hashem will remove him from it. Ein dal el chola, shenemar midalad yivateni. Now, generally, dal actually means somebody who's poor. But over here, this dal is dafka by Chizkiyahu Melech is talking about where he was sick. Obviously, he wasn't somebody who was poor, so therefore it must be that we see that dal can sometimes mean also somebody who is sick. Inami minadin mehanhadin kra. Or we could explain that maybe dal is a very different pasuk. Madua ata kecha dal ben Melech baboker. This is referring to Amnon and Tamar, the whole ma'aseh with Amnon and Tamar. So it speaks about how Amnon was sick. He was calling him Dal, you're sick, because obviously the son of David HaMelech was not going to be poor. So it meant that he was sick. So we have two psukim bringing a raya that Dal can sometimes mean somebody who is sick and not somebody who is poor. So the Nitziv explains, why do you need both psukim? So you would have thought that Chizkiyahu is talking to someone. Chizkiyahu is mamish on the verge of death, right? Chizkiyahu Melech was very, very sick. He was deathly ill. So there I would have said that you should be visiting him, that person who's sick. But maybe a guy who's just average sick, you don't have this my love of being saved from Gehenna. So it says in the Nitziv, that's why we quote the second pasuk. Amnon was just mentally a little bit sick. He was crazy for his sister Tamar, and he was getting sick, but he wasn't crazy. He wasn't totally like Chizkiyahu Melech, where he was really, really sick. So even there, a person who visits such a person, the Gemara is teaching us, would be saved from Medina Yisrael Gehenna. As the Gemara says, and how do you know you're matzil mi ra? What is ra? In ra, like Gehenim. We know that ra is usually Gehenim. Shenamar kopal Hashem lemaneo v'gam rashal yom ra. Everything Hashem has made for His praises, even the wicked person, is for the day where things are evil. Even when the rasha is punished in Gehenim, this is going to be a good thing. Why? Because when a person did something bad, it's ki'ilu a kiddush Hashem when he's punished. That if a rasha is being punished, that is a kiddush Hashem. That's why, when bad things happen to Rishayim, and Akash Baruch Hu is getting a dinim in Rishayim, that is actually, it's a form of a Kiddush Hashem. We see that people are punished in this world. That's a good thing. So the Gemara says, Vayter, v'im biker maschara. If a person does go visit the sick person, what's his reward? The Gemara says, maschara kedamra. We just said, being saved from Gehenna is a pretty big reward. That's pretty good, says the Gemara. Why is that not enough? So the Gemara says, no. El maschara la mahaza. That's in the world to come. But what in this world? In this world, in this physical world. So the pasuk now, Hashem yishmeri v'echev v'ushar ba'aretz v'al titnei b'nefesh oivav. Says the Gemara, now Hashem is going to guard him, restore him back to life, and he's going to have good things, and also, his enemies are not going to be able to overcome him. So the Gemara, Hashem Yishmereyu, what does it mean Hashem is saving him? It means from the Yetzer Hara, from the evil inclination, literally. Vaychayeyu is mina yisurim. And vaychayeyu, and making him, healing him, is healing him and saving him from suffering. V'usha ba'aretz, shiyu akol miskavdin boy. And he's going to be fortunate in this world, means that everyone's going to take pride in him. V'atneyu b'nefesh oivav. That what does that mean? That he's not going to have Dimla Reim. He's going to have good friends. He's not going to have, literally, it means that sometimes you can have friends who give you terrible advice. They're not good friends. You know, you have friends, they like you. They don't have, but they're horrible, but they're bad advice. They give you bad advice. They're not helping you in life. They're very bad. So what are the examples? The Gemara says, Ken Naman Shiripa Etzaro. So Naman was healed by his skin disease. What exactly do you know my background of here? Naman was the general of Aram. So he was the general of Aram, and he was a Metzora. He had a very bad skin disease, like a Metzora type disease. And so he had a Jewish maidservant, a Shifcha, basically, who was serving him, who was working in his camp, and she told him that there's a famous Elisha, a Navi, he is the holiest Jew in the world, and he can go to him, and he's going to heal you. So he took this advice from this lady, and he was in a desperate situation, and he went with the horse and chariot and the whole thing, and he went to Elisha. So he was expecting that Elisha would come out and greet him. Look, the general of Aram is coming. One of the most powerful people in the world is coming to visit him. He was expecting quite a delegation coming out from Elisha. However, Elisha didn't even go out. He just sent a message that he should go in the Jordan River. Mm-hmm. And the psukim continue. How Naaman was furious. The most important one in the world, he can't even come out. Tell me, he just gives me like a shliach on the side to tell me what to do. He was very, very upset about this. So his advisors told him, they said, listen, if he came out and greeted you and told you to do something really hard, not to just toivel, I think it was seven times in the Yarden, so if he just came out and told you to do something simple, would you listen to him? Do something difficult, would you listen to him? He says, yeah, I'm in a desperate situation. So they said to him, now that he's telling you to do something which is easy, so definitely shouldn't you listen? He said, you're right, there's nothing really to lose. So he went into the Yarden and he was toivel and he got better. So we see that's a good friend, because that logic ended up convincing him the two friends, the ones who convinced him to A, go to Elisha, and B, to actually listen to his advice, even after he was insulted, those were considered good friends. Rechavam had very bad friends and advisors. The whole story with Rechavam, you know, a little more familiar with that one, hopefully, but whatever. Rechavam was the son of Shlomo HaMelech. That was the whole idea, that Shlomo HaMelech, because of what he had done, he was punished. And they said, B'schus David, you're not going to make it in your time, but in your son's time, that the Melucha is going to be split. What happened with Rechavam is that they had very high taxes, very, very high taxes, and people were basically suffering. They couldn't afford the taxes that he levied on them. So they came to him and they asked him to be lightened of these taxes. So the Zekanim said, listen, if you listen to them, and you listen to them, they'll forever be moda to you, they'll be good avadim to you, they'll listen to you, they will accept your reign and your kingship, because you're going to listen to them and you're kind of meeting halfway, it's very helpful. However, Rechavam's own people, his own age, Rechavam was around 40 at the time, so his people, his advisor, the younger at the time, those young lads, Kilu, in reference to the Zekanim, he didn't listen to the Zekanim. They told him, no, assert your authority, now's the time. Tell them exactly how strong you have to be, and you tell them you're not taking off $1 off of their taxes. That's what he did. He ended up listening to his friends, and the Melucha ended up being split because of that, because what happened was, after they sent out the tax collectors, they killed him, and he had to run away to Yerushalayim. Whole story, whole Hemshech, and that was split up, the whole Melucha, from that point onwards. So, that was what happened over there. The Ben Yoyada, Ben Ishchai points out that Naaman and Rechavam both actually had similar thing. They had gaiva. They both had gaiva. You know, they're very important. Usually people are very important, very wealthy, and many times, unfortunately, have gaiva. So they had very strong gaiva. They said, oh, look at me, whatever. And so, but the Shiloh was, were they willing to humble themselves or not in front of their advisors? Naaman was yes, that Naaman listened. He listened to his advisors. He humbled himself, and he ended up being healed. However, Rechavam kept his gaiva, and he kept the people who were telling him, yeah, assert your will and be the king. That obviously was detrimental for Rechavam. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Lazar, Emer, Im Yomru Lecha Yeladim B'nei, if the younger people give you advice to build, Zekanim start, and elder people tell you to destroy, Shmala Zekanim V'altishmala Yeladim. Listen to the elders and don't listen to the younger people. Why? Shabinin Yeladim Stira. Building of younger people is really bad. Stira Zekanim Binyan. And the telling you to destroy it right now temporarily eventually will be beneficial. Simon Davar Rechavam Ben Shlomo. The simon for that is Rechavam. If he would have just taken a step back and Keilu destroyed, taken in less money at that point, and listened to his advisor, Zekanim, his advisors for Zekanim, he would have Keilu destroyed, had less money, but it would have been ultimately good for him. And if he listened to his people to build, get more money right now, in the long term it was not good for him. So be careful with the advice you're hearing. If something seems a little bit negative now, but in the long run it'll be helpful, so listen to the Zekanim if they tell you to do that. The Sef has an extreme example. It says even to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, to remove the Beis HaMikdash in order to keep it going stronger later. That's a fascinating example that the Tosefta continues on this Maimer that we're quoting right now. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Amar Shisha Breder of Idi, Lelozid Inash Ketira. Don't visit the sick person in the first 3 hours of the day, nor in the last 3 hours. This is an example. Again, we talked about the acre point of going to visit the sick person is davening for him. Why? You should not give up on davening for him. The first 3 hours, he's in a very good state. He just woke up. He looks healthy. You say, oh, this guy's barely, he's not even sick. Great. Geshmak is not even sick. We're good. So the Gemara says, no, obviously, it's not good. You want to daven for him. And the last 3 hours of the day, in the last 3 hours of the day, he is going to be extremely sick. He's going to be so sick that you're going to give up. You're not even going to daven for him. So daven can come in the middle of the day where you see that he's sick and there's room for your tefillahs and your night, and you don't give up on the guy. You're going to daven for him. And we see that again, that's another raya, that one of the ikar points of going to visit the sick is this very idea that you should daven for him. That's part of the ikar point of going. I don't know if people realize that. The idea of helping them and trying to bring things for them and bring them candies and cookies, whatever people are very good about. You should recognize that the tefillah by, specifically, especially when you're by the chayla, we're going to see the shechinah's by the chola. We're going to see that in a moment. So you should be davening there. Says the Gemara, "Vayter Maravin Amarav Minayin Shakash Baruchu Zanas Achela." What do we know? Akash Baruchu sustains a sick person. Shneimar Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Davay. Hashem will literally Yisadenu, or Lashon of Yisadenu, we're bringing out, means to sustain him Al Eres Davay on his bed that on a bed for sick people. And Davay is a Lashon of a sick person's bed. So literally, he's feeding him, meaning he's going to be sustaining this person. Says the Gemara, "Amar Ravin Amar Rav Minayin." Where do we know that the Shechina is above a sick person? While Hashem is on, kill over the sick bed of a person. So that's an important point. That Kash Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, the Shechina is there. Should not sit on the bed, v'lo al gabi sasa, v'lo al gabi kise. Because the Shechina is above, v'lamitata v'yoshev al gabi karkam, v'neshe Shechina shuri l'malamitata shalchola, because the divine presence, Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, is above the bed of a sick person. So it's important to note that the poskim bring down, the Ran and others, the Rishonim already, that this Isra is only going to be where the sick person is lying on a low bed or even on the ground. So if you're sitting on a chair which is higher than that of the chola, then you should not be sitting. However, when you nowadays the hospital beds that we have, that people are sitting in the hospital, so then generally they're very high up. So if you're on a chair that's lower than they are, l'chora, that would not necessarily be an issue. That the shieldos are the gear, so that continued, that you shouldn't be by the feet of them because that's where the satan is. So that might still apply. You should sit more in the middle of the bed. That's a shaila, being by the foot of the bed of a person. By the way, that's them. And again, you should be misate v'yosha gabi karka, that you should be misate. If atifa is like what we do for a talis, the idea of atifa is a kavod, that you're putting yourself, it's anavad, you're humbling yourself in front of the shechina. So they're also meant you should be a misatif. So I'm actually wondering now if a person is not a chiyuv, but an inyan to go with the hat, because a tifa is like, the idea of a hat is to, this idea of a tifa, similar to that, is a talis over your head and a hat over your head is to cover your head. I'm wondering if that's brought down on the postgame. I didn't have a chance to look that up, to wear a hat when you go visit a person. Anyway, says the Gemara, Shinemar Hashem is adinu al eretz davai. Says Hashem is going to, his presence is over kilu, the person who is sick. Says the Gemara, Vaiter Rama Ravi Namarav. Matra b'marava. So now, not really relevant to what we just said before, just Rav Navarav says that when rain is falling in the west, Marava is always the west of Bava, which is Eretz Yisrael, Sa'da Rava Prat, that the Nahar Prat is the Euphrates River, in Bava is going to be a riot to that. So Sa'da is going to be witness to that. What does that mean? That it's going to swell up, literally. So meaning that when it's raining so much, When in Bavel they see that the Euphrates was swelling up like this, we know that there must have been a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. And we know that the Shkula, the Geshamim, the Tchias Amesim, those in America are starting soon to be davening. What's it is? They're davening soon for Vicente Almatar there as well. The rain is a very big thing, so it's gonna be a riot for that. So now this actually isn't a more archaic statement. There's halachic nafkaminas to this. The idea is that, we know that there's basically two types of mikvah. We have a mikvah which is of rainwater, which has to be bashborin. It has to be a body of water which is not flowing. As opposed to the opposite, when it comes to a mayan or bor mikvah mayim, those things are natural spring. Those waters are going to be davka only when they're zochalid, when they are moving. So the nafkamina for what we're saying over here, a river that is done, that has water through natural springs, that is going to be, Zochlan is going to be the way that it's going to be kosher. However, if rainwater is going into it, and it's a rover rainwater, so then he's saying over here that really, where it didn't rain, and you're having that, then he's pointing out that when the river is only normal level, what did we say that we could assume that the rainwater, that the spring water is the one that's going to be kosher to use it. However, if it's going to be more than that, maybe it's coming from the rainwater, in which case it's going to be rainwater which is flowing, which is a psul. So it's like more pligid Shmuel, and Shmuel argues with this halacha, damar Shmuel, nara mekifei b'sparach. A river gets from its source. From its source, is it going to be having its water? And therefore we can assume that it's always going to be kosher. The pligid Shmuel, the Shmuel, and Shmuel seems to be sosur himself, actually, though. Damar Shmuel, ein amayim etarin b'zoichalin. Water does not purify while it's flowing, turning on its namud. Ella, pras, b'yom etishrei bilvad. Only the Euphrates River while it's in the days of Tishrei. So it gives two conditions, according to this version of Shmuel, for it to be kosher. One, it must be similar to the Nar Pras, that never to dry out without being explained. So therefore, at that point, that would be okay. And even if it's known to never running dry like the Nar Pras, so then it's still going to be only going to be kosher during the days of Tishrei. Because then we could assume that the snows and all the things that melted, there's not going to be water that is the Ashborin rainwater that's going to be only kosher b'ashborin. So this again would be lechora only applicable to someone who doesn't know how the river works. Someone who does know how the river works and he sees, so then he sees that the water level is not much higher than it is during Tishrei, then he knows that way, then obviously it would be kosher for him to go in such a mikvah. So says the Gemara, Avod Shmuel Avod Luhun Mikvos, the Mansa Biomanitsun, the Patsa Biomanit Tishrei. So there was Shmuel's father, he used to prepare mikvahs for his daughters during the days of Nisan, and Machzol is literally like a mat during the days of Tishrei. So Cheshvan through Adar, it was cold, so then the Pashas, they were going in indoor mikvahs. However, when the weather was warmer, they wanted to go in maybe a cleaner mikvah, it was much cleaner probably outside, so they wanted to go into a cleaner mikvah. So Shmuel's father would make for them a mikvah outdoors, he would allow them to go into the mikvah if it was similar to the like the nar pras. It was running water, and those were going to be. They didn't think there would be a problem throughout the summer. Only at the very end of the summer in Tishrei, when the majority of the rainwater was no longer a concern, he allowed them to be tovel in the mikvah. So this is the shaila over here. Halacha ma'aseh is actually the nafkamina over here, is how to paskin, meaning the rivers that we have is manazeh, like in America, you know, in upstate you have a lot of rivers. Can one be tovel in those rivers? So it's a machlokas how to paskin. Many held that we should hold that since Shmuel was soser himself, so therefore we should be machmir and assume that it's not going to be good. However, Rabbeinu Tam held that you can follow Shmuel's first statement that rivers are arba kasher all year round. So the Beis Yosef rules l'chum. Now the Rama says that in Europe, the many had to make, where there was no mikvah available, they were relying on Rabbeinu Tam b'shas chak. So l'chor only b'shas chak when there's only no other mikvah available, can you do that? So it is shaila for like the bungalow colonies, things like that. Because they rely on a river, we assume that maybe there's a real shaila that it's a problem because they're coming from other places. So if they're moving and if they're not standing still, it's a problem of zochalin. So that would be a problem for those rivers potentially. So unless there's nothing else, then there would not be a kusher. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi, I think I'm applying that correctly by to the rivers upstate. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Rav, Ma'adich Sev, when the pasuk says, well, the pasuk tells us, Ve'ata ben adam aselecha klei gola, you should make for yourself klei gola, you should make for yourself kalim, you should have different things to use in when you go into gola. So what are these kalim? What are these different things that you have to have. So that nerva kara. Take for yourself a lamp and a bowl. So a bowl is eating for eating and drinking, and a lamp is very essential to have light at nighttime. So the Gemara says v'shatiach, and also a mat, a leather mat. That's because he's telling them to when you're going in galus, that's the things that you'll need. So the Gemara vayter bechoser kol. The pasuk is talking about yavarta sevecha sheshalchenu becha berav etzamnes in the tocha. In kisavo ve'erim bechoser kol v'nasa ol be'arzel atzavarecha adi shemdo osach. The Torah is telling us that you're not going to have anything, which again, Pshut Rosh Mikra without Pshut Rosh Mikra is that you won't be missing anything. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation over here that there's going to be hunger. There's going to be the Gemara's explaining it to explain that there's things that are essential that you're going to be missing. What is that? Below ner velo shulchan. You're not going to have a lamp to light things, a candle or a table. So it says the Gemara of Chista Amar below Isha, not a wife. A wife is the Iker, right? Below Isha, below Tov, all these things about a woman that we see in the Gemara Nivamos, that's what you don't have. You don't have that when you don't have a woman. Rav Sheshes Amar below Shamish, you're not going to have someone to help you. Rav Nachman below Deah, you don't have any understanding. These are the things that the Tocha is telling you. You're not going to have these things. Tana below Melech below Ravav, you don't have a salt or any greasy type of things to things that give food taste. You're not going to have those things for the punishment. This is part of the Tocha. Okay, Baruch Hashem, will pick up with Amar Abaye, Mirtz Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.